From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney is campaigning across Iowa this week, and he's enjoying some new momentum. In recent months, he's watched several rivals briefly pass him in the polls, only to plummet. Now, the former Massachusetts governor is polling at or near the top in the state that broke his heart 4 years ago. NPR's David Shaper is traveling with the Romney campaign and has this report from Mason City, Iowa.
As an eager early morning crowd awaited Romney's arrival, the owner of Jay's Homestyle Restaurant in Cedar Falls passed around fresh-made cookies, and Carmen Halverson took one.
She said it was a breakfast cookie. It's not overly sweet. Would you like a bite?
It was good, and Halverson says Mitt Romney is one good cookie.
We saw a lot of him 4 years ago. I believe he's mature. I believe he can handle the job ahead of us.
And Halverson says she's supporting Romney over other GOP candidates because...
Some people have baggage. Some people are immature.
Across the table, Carol Cooper of Cedar Falls adds this about why she's supporting Romney.
Well, I don't tend to support the ones who've been too close to Washington, and he hasn't. I sort of prefer the kind who come out of the governorship or from other things. And I'm to the middle. I'm a moderate, and he's there, and he can bring both sides together.
Though his opponents had tried to criticize him as moderate Mitt or the Massachusetts moderate, Romney's more centrist views and temperament seem to be catching on here among those who see him as the Republicans' best chance to defeat President Obama. So it's with a new air of confidence that Romney moves through the crowded restaurant, shaking almost every hand and posing for pictures with any who asks.
Wait, who's got the camera right here? All right.
And like a front runner, Romney says little about his GOP rivals while ripping into President Obama, calling it immoral for the federal government to keep spending money it doesn't have.
I look at what's happening in Washington. There are a lot of programs I like that we don't have to have. I will stop them. One of the first ones I'll stop is one I'm happy to stop, Obamacare. We'll get rid of it.
Unlike 4 years ago when he spent millions in Iowa and personally campaigned here relentlessly, Romney's strategy this time has been to lie low and lower expectations. So while he's run behind others in the polls, his numbers in the state have been steady. And he's rising now in the final week before the caucuses, benefiting from the rapid rise and fall of several others. But if he hears footsteps, they are those of Ron Paul. So without naming the Texas congressman, Romney took a swipe at Paul and his isolationist foreign policy yesterday in Muscatine. When someone asked about Israel, Romney brought up Iran's nuclear program.
Actually, one of the people running for president thinks it's okay for Iran to have a nuclear weapon. I don't. I don't trust the Ayatollahs. I don't trust the Ahmadinejad.
Romney does seem to trust the polls that are telling him he can win Iowa this time. David Shaper, NPR News in Mason City, Iowa.
As we just heard, the candidate who poses perhaps the greatest challenge to Mitt Romney in Iowa is the other repeat contestant from 2008, Ron Paul. And again this year, Paul stands apart. He is the only major candidate without a bus tour this week, and when he talks issues, he spends a lot of time talking about foreign policy and national security.
Military money sometimes is just military mischief. Defense money is quite different. This is why I want to change the foreign policy and change the spending overseas. I think we're in way too many wars, and it's time to change that and start bringing our military home to protect this country.
That's GOP candidate Ron Paul speaking this afternoon in Perry, Iowa.